Step up, bud, and listen to my song. I'll sing it to you right, though you might sing it wrong. A song about a man called Otto Wood. He can't tell you all, but I wish I could. He stepped in a pawn shop a rainy day, and then he had a quarrel with the clerk, they say. He pulled out a pistol, struck him fatal blows, and this is the way the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? They spread the news as fast as they could, and the sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. The jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge passed sentence to the penitentiary. Yes, they put him in the pen, but it done no good, cause it wouldn't hold a man called Otto Wood. It wasn't very long till he slipped outside, pulled a gun on the guard and said, take me for a ride. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? The second time they caught him was away out west, in a hold-up gang he was shot in the breast. They brought him back, and when he got well, they locked him down in a dungeon cell. Well, he was a man that would not run, and he always carried a .44 gun. He loved the women and he hated law, and he just didn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? He rambled out west and he rambled all around till he met two sheriffs in a southern town. And they said, Otto, step to the way, for we've been expecting you every day. So he pulled out his gun and then he said, just make a crooked move and you both fall dead. You better crank up your car and take me out of town. But a few minutes later he was graveyard bound. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? Sam, I'm gonna give you a hard chore here, son. I'm gonna play something in E and C minor, and I want I bet you he can do it. I bet you $5 he can do it. I never heard it done before, but I bet Sam can do it. It's something called Windy and Warm. I'll get Sam to play me a little mandolin rhythm behind this. I learned this from that at fair. Would you rather play that in another key, Sam? Okay.
I got a capo,
right? Oh, you got a capo. You won't capo that mandolin. You're capo the bass on this. This was written by John D. Loudermilk and was recorded by Chet Atkins. And I heard Chet play it and found out that he played it in C sharp minor without a capo. Maybe I won't forget and play the harmony on this, Michael. I'm used to playing something different from what I'll do this time. Called Windy and Warm. I'll play this one for the guitar pickers. Play this one for old Rick back there. He's always liking guitar, and he's got a fine D45. And for Richard Starkey.